Wanted to come back to the portion of scripture that Robert read for us, 1 Corinthians 10, particularly focusing on 16 to 22. It's not typically a portion we read as we prepare for the Lord's table, partaking, but nonetheless vital because it's written to warn against idolatry. There's nothing worse than making an idol even out of the Lord's table. Some do. It's not a sacrament. Some call it. These are elements that the Lord has given us, the unleavened bread and then the cup. And the scriptures are very specific. It's called the cup of blessing, which we bless. And often when people say, "Will you bless the food?" it's like, "I'm not the one blessing, it's the Lord." This cup of blessing that we bless, it would have no significance were it not that it were already blessed by our Lord and giving it to us as a remembrance. So here comes the picture book. And if in your heart you're thinking, "Oh, come on, get over with it," then something's wrong, because what we hold in our hand are pictures of our Lord Jesus Christ. And unless our heart is drawn to him by his Spirit, then it's just idolatry. The thing that somehow I'm going to partake and get some kind of blessing out. No. The cup of blessing which we bless, Paul writes, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? As we remember the blood shed unto death. And why? It wasn't for the righteous, but sinners. As the Lord is pleased to bring him and his death to mind, that's how this cup is a blessing. In communion with the blood of Christ. And the bread, which we break, is taken and broken, has the marks of fire on it, which is a reminder of Christ having been that one who passed under the wrath of God, God's justice. Bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? That word communion means we're entering into fellowship with this one who came, lived, died, and rose again. When Christ said he would not eat again until he had entered into his kingdom is now. He rose from the grave. He sent it on high. That means that he is present wherever his people gather to remember him in his body and in his bloodshed. Verse 17 brings that out. We being many are one bread. That's why we take one bread and break it. And one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. To me, this is the qualification for partaking. It's not that this is a Baptist table and over there is another table. No. We're either a one body or we're not. We're either Christ or we're not. He's not divided into denominations and congregations and whatnot. No. We being many are one bread, one body. We are all partakers of that one bread. I've actually been invited to preach in congregations where I've not been allowed to partake of the Lord's table when they've had it because I'm not a member of that congregation. That's always amazed me. But I can come preach for you, and yet I can't partake. Something's wrong. Now there's one bread and one body, and we're all partakers of that one body. Behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifice partakers of the altar? What say I then? That the idol is anything? Or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils. Now, I do draw a line. If I were to preach in a congregation where there wasn't agreement over the gospel, then I'm not partaking, no matter what they do. I've been in those situations. It's always been a little awkward because they invited me to preach the gospel, but I can't identify with what that congregation represents nor the message that's being proclaimed. You want to get people upset, let them know that they sacrifice to devils. That anything that is not in, by, and through the Lord Jesus Christ is devil worship. It says it not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. So there's where the line is drawn. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord. And notice again, whose cup is it? We talk about the Lord's table. Whose cup is it? It's the Lord's cup. And the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy, or are we stronger than he? So as we thank the Lord, may it be with the spirit of grace, thanking him for who he is. This bread represents his body and his blood shed, what he's accomplished for sinners such as we are. Gracious Father, I thank you for the privilege even to hold in our hand this bread and this cup. And yet we know the life is not in the bread and the cup, but it's in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So I pray that as we partake, indeed it be in remembrance of him. Him being that one mediator, him being the substitute, the sin bearer, the one who took it all away and did it with delight to do your will, that sinners such as we are might be saved. For that I give you all the praise, honor, and glory in our dear Savior's name. Amen.